goodsuccess.com.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of learning from you again today. Thank you for the grace to be at your feet. Thank you because no one will return back the same way. In Jesus' name, visit everyone today. Grant everyone an encounter of a lifetime. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. The topic remains strategies for winning in business, a biblical common sense guide, part one. Last week and the last 4 weeks, we were able to learn about times and seasons, the common sense guide to recognizing and maximizing them. I hope you are blessed at all. And if you've been blessed, make sure you are taking actions, go through them again, listen to them again, and you will surely be blessed in the name of Jesus. We learned so many things last week. We learned about how seasons and time could be extended, how you can decide when it's time to do some things. It could just be the time for you to start your own business. If you have been contemplating and thinking about it, should I start a business, should I not? It could just be the time to get started. And if you have gotten started and you've been procrastinating and delaying some things, it could just be the time for you to make the change. So today is going to be a foundation for business. And remember, the focus is on a businessman or businesswoman who is a Christian, different from the businessman of the world. So what we are going to be looking at is going to be different from the normal business standpoint of things. Yes, we're going to be looking at all those things. We're going to talk about clarity. We're going to talk about how to know the problem you're solving, how to even solve the problems better, how to know those you are sent to. All those things, we are going to be talking about them. But we want to lay a foundation. The Bible says something that if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? That means if the foundation is destroyed, it could set in motion a system or a series of pain, a time of arts for people. So we want to set in place the right foundation for a Christian business person today. So we're going to start by first defining what business is. Then we're going to be talking about who a Christian business person should be. We're going to talk about who you should be before you even start to do. Become before you do. What does it mean to be in business? When you hear the word business, 4 things should come to your heart. Number 1, activity. Activity. Every business involves activity. Then number 2, what should come to your mind is time. That activity will be executed in a period of time. This time now could be referring to times or season. It could be talking about that time you are engaged in doing some set of activities. It could also be talking about the season at which you're carrying out the activity. Also, the third thing is place. This place is talking about that physical place, that geographical place. Or it could also be talking about those you are sent to. It's talking about the demography you are sent to. So that's what that place represents. The physical place, the geographical place, the demography. For example, you may just be sent to women, creating services for women in some certain places. For example, if you're targeting jewelry, most of your customers are going to be women. Yes, some men use jewelry, but most are going to be women. So that is talking about the place. Then the last thing that is very, very important about business is profits. Profits. See, you can talk about activity, you can talk about time, you can talk about place and those you have been sent to. If there is no profit, there will be frustration. Profit is actually what makes business business. Business without profit is just a waste of time. Waste of time is what a business without profit is. Or it could just be hobby. For example, if you play ball, maybe you're already 30 years old and just go out in the street with some friends and you play ball on the street and all of you sweat, kick each other, maybe even get wounded and get back home. Nobody pays you. Nobody gives you anything. That's hobby. Now you've done everything. The same thing that all these popular footballers are doing. You have done the same thing, but nobody's paying you. So it's just a hobby or you just wasted your time. So if you are doing business, you call it business, and there is no profit, the person is wasting time. So every time you are involved in activities, it's taking your time, and you are focused on certain sets of people, always put in mind that, am I profitable? Do I have any profit? Is there any profit I'm getting in return? So now we're going to talk about the Christian businessman or the Christian businesswoman. Colossians 3:23. It says, whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. This means that whatever you do, that means this includes business. Whatever you do, do it as if you are doing it unto God. That means when you have been paid for that job, when you have been commissioned for that job or that business, maybe you are selling a product and you are going to sell it to people. He said, pretend as if you are selling this to Jesus. Remember, Jesus will know your mind. He will know what you have done, whether you are selling a fake product or bad product, or you have not done your due diligence. He said, just pretend as if you are doing this to Jesus, because your reward is going to come from him. Now, somebody will say, I'm just selling products to people. How is the reward going to come from God? We're going to get to that. But as a Christian person, God is the one who really rewards you. You are different from the world. The people of the world can afford to do any kind of thing. All these things don't affect them. If they follow the right principles, they will get the right result. But as a child of God, you belong to another kingdom. The one who really rewards you is God, not the people. God is going to use people to reward you, but God is your real rewarder. But remember, you are different from the world. You can't afford to do things the way the people of the world will do it. Then also, as a Christian business person, it takes the power of God for you to actually succeed in business. I can tell you this over and over again. When I started out on the freelancing platform, many people started out then. And I know as people began to fall by the wayside, Some of them maybe didn't get clients or got one client and that was all, or something happened and they were just falling away. And right from the time I started, I saw the hand of God. I started getting clients from here and there, from all over the world. People started trooping in, people started calling me, people started coming. Not because I did anything special, but because the power of God was just present. Isaiah 60 verse 2. It says, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Verse 1 says, arise and shine, for your light has come. Now, what this means is that without the glory of God, the people are not going to come. They are not coming because of you. They are just like you. But when the glory of God comes upon you, they will come to your rising. If you read the whole of Isaiah 60, which will be a major passage, it says, arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Darkness will cover the earth. That means other people may be in obscurity. They may be providing the same service and be going through challenges. It's a deep darkness may cover the people, but God will arise over you. Note that what makes the difference is God's arising over you, God's light upon you. And what is that light? It is your righteousness. Your righteousness is actually this light. He says, God will arise over you. People will come to the brightness of your rising. Remember in Matthew 5, he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. This means that when your light shines so brightly, people will see your light and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Now, going back to that Isaiah 61:3, it says that when the light of God comes upon you, it says kings will come to that brightness. That means when your righteousness has reached that state that God wants it to reach, God will begin to make people come to you. See, the truth is this. Unbelievers will go to unbelievers because the devil is the one drawing them to each other. Why should the devil allow the riches of his kingdom to come to you if you don't belong to him? It must take the power of God. Remember that story about a woman that was in a remote place and she did a broadcast on the radio that God should send help to her. And the devil quickly ran ahead and packaged all manner of groceries and sent it to that woman. And the devil said, "It is for me, the devil." And the woman laughed and said, "When God commands, even the devil will say yes, sir, and run." The devil thought he was doing his own bidding. He didn't know that he was actually serving God's purpose. See, it doesn't matter whether you are black or white or brown. When God's light comes upon you, everybody will run to you. Your righteousness is that light. And when you shine enough, God will come to you. And that takes us to a verse that we will all take home today. Galatians 5:22-26. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." What this is telling you and I is that when you have all this laws handy, there is nothing that can stop you in any area of life. For example, in business, you will need love. Without love for the people you are serving, you can't serve them well. Without peace in your heart, you will be scared. Hypertension, every manner of thing will come. Long-suffering, that is talking about perseverance. See, when you start out in business, you don't see rewards immediately. It takes time. And if you don't have perseverance, you can't make it in business. Maybe in a job, because in a job, somebody else pays you. You don't face all the risks. But when you are in business, you need perseverance. You need kindness. Without true kindness, you can't really serve people. And remember, very recently, there's a woman that I'm providing a service for. She's not going to pay me anything. And guess what? This woman is demanding all manner of things, treating as if she's going to pay me a lot of money. She told me all her challenges, told me all the things she's going through, told me how she made some business mistakes and lost out, and she's trying to come back. And I saw her website, I said, no, this is not good. You need to do better. And now she's asking all manner of things. I wanted to get angry and say, "Excuse me, you are even wasting my time, you are delaying and all that." And the Spirit of God, who is the one who produces the fruits, he started talking to me about kindness. That treat this woman as if she's paying you a lot. That is where it is. That is what makes a difference between you and the people of the world. I wrote the message already that I was about sending. I deleted the message and just started treating her as if she was going to pay me. I even had to do mock-up. Guess what? I don't do mock-ups for people normally. I did mock-up for this person. Who is not going to pay? Kindness, goodness, faithfulness is also talking about you being faithful at what you do. It is faithfulness that will make you do that job perfectly. Even when the person has not seen what you have done, when the person cannot see all the mistakes you have made, you are the one that will go back and check, "Am I doing a perfect work?" Because God is the one who is going to pay you, not these people. Remember, the people of the world, they pay the people of the world, but God pays his own people. He will use anybody, the people of the world, believers, unbelievers alike, to pay his children. But only if you are faithful, God will begin to draw all manner of people to you when you are faithful. He said, "If you live in the Spirit, walk also in the Spirit." Remember, we are still laying the foundation. Without this foundation, whatever you build on it will collapse. Jesus has laid a good foundation. He said, "Be careful how you build on it." If you build well, there's a guarantee that it's going to stand. Meaning that if you have the right foundation as a Christian business person, what you are building will stand. Your reward comes from God. He says, "Whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." You are actually serving God. He's the one who commands your rewards when you are due. Serve God with your business. Why are we talking about this without even talking about the principles of business and all these things? We're going to talk about all those, but this foundation is important, because if this foundation is not there, the person is going to build a lot of success and find out one day that he has built on the sand and is going to collapse like a pack of cards. That will not be your portion. That will not be my portion, in Jesus' name. Your reward will come through men at God's command. Don't make a mistake that because God is the one who rewards, that he's just going to send it to you directly. No, he will still send your reward to you through men. And that is why you need to be kind. You need to work in all those things in Galatians 5:22-26. Be kind to people. That is the secret of any business. Be willing to solve their problems. Business is all about problem solving. We're going to talk about all these things in detail. But today, let's lay the foundation. Your reward will come through men. and that is why you must act well towards men. If God sends your reward and you don't behave well to men, the reward will be truncated, because that is the channel God is going to use. Angels don't need your service. It's men who need it. So if you don't provide service for men well, the person is going to block the blessing that God is sending to him or her. It's never about you. That's another point today. Let's go through it again. Number one, you are different from the world. The people of the world, they can follow the principles and everything will work fine. But for you as a child of God, you must follow the laws of God first, then the principles, then all these things will begin to bring rewards to you through God when He commands it. Then it takes the power of God. What is this power of God talking about? There's a place where you enforce the power of God. I've mentioned it over and over again here, that when I see that business doesn't flow as usual, I go into prayer. I make declarations. Sometimes I go into fasting. That no. The path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. I shouldn't go down, I go up. There's a place of doing adverts. And I believe for a child of God, your advert is to help you go from where you are to the top, not for you to struggle to remain at where you are. No. The advert is for you to change levels. Now you have maximized this level. You're not doing advert to go to the next level. Fine. Not for you to now do advert because you don't want to lose where you are. Of course, there are business principles around all this, but today it's just talking about the power of God that can enforce and change the mind of men, that can bring favor to you. The power of God. Then we talk about light, which is your righteousness. The Bible says, "Let your light so shine before men, and glory will come to you. Arise, shine, for your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Do you know what triggers that glory? Do you know what makes that glory keep shining? Your righteousness, doing what is right, doing things as unto God, not unto men. Then another thing, your reward comes from God. Your reward will come through men at God's command. God will make the commands, but it will come through men. That is why you cannot erase men out of the equation. It's never about you, but about the praises of God. Isaiah 60 verse 6. Now, let's read from the beginning. It says, "The multitude of camels shall cover your land." That means it's talking about the abundance of things that will come to you. It says, "The multitude of camels shall cover your land." The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah is talking about the unbelievers, how they begin to troop in, how they begin to flow in. It's talking about them. Now it says, "All those from Sheba shall come." Then it goes ahead to say that they shall bring gold and incense. It's talking about the blessings that will come, how people will troop to your business, how people begin to buy a lot of things from you. Then it says, "They shall proclaim the praises of the Lord." If you think it's about your praise, you are joking. It's never about you. God lifts you for His glory. So keep that at the back of your mind, that when you enter your realms of millions or several millions or billions, it is about the praises of the Lord. There is a man, his business is called Hobby Lobby. This man is a Christian business person. He's one of the few businesses in America that still uses the word Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays. He's one of the few people, because their business is built on Christian principles and God prospers him. And he still stands for Christ. And there are many of them like that. Now, even as he was growing and having his billions, he's still proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The first American billionaire in dollars in history, who is a Rockefeller. The same man, even when he was rich, he was still a steward in his church. That means all these people that were still on the road, you can just use the word usher. He was still someone like that in his church, serving faithfully, even in his billions. You must remember that the blessing God is bringing upon your life is for His praise. So don't miss out. Don't miss it. Don't be mistaken. It is for His praise. Not for you. As long as you keep that at the back of your mind, God is willing to keep blessing you. We are laying this foundation today. I know we're going to talk core business things, talk about different things in business that will help you and I, but keep at the back of your mind, it is for the praise of God. You are different from the world. You are not like the people of the world. It is for the praise of God. Now the question is this: when you are so rich that now you deal with the topmost richest people on earth, will you be able to mention the name of Jesus in their midst? Will you be able to tell them, hey, sorry, I have a service, not on Sunday, maybe Wednesday or Thursday, whenever you have midweek service. Sorry, we have a program in church. It starts by 6. I need to leave here by 5. I cannot get late there because I'm going to serve in church. Can you mention that when you are so rich and you are among those rich people? Or now that you are even struggling, you are still growing, you are already hiding, you are already ashamed of the name of Christ. That is not the kind of person God will bless. As long as you are in his kingdom, he will rather keep you low so that you can remain saved. But if you want to remain on the side of God, you want that blessing, which comes gradually, which is another thing we're going to mention later. The way God blesses his own people is different. If you are expecting magic to happen, God will first prove you. It takes time. He blesses you. It doesn't mean it will be addition, but it can take 5 years for you to be on a stage and God is trying you, is testing you, is checking you. And at the 5th year, it can just take you and catapult you to a million times more than you were before. God can do that. But you know what? It will take time. It will take some time to prove you, to see what is in your heart. If you are already denying Jesus right now, when you are still struggling a little in business, what are you going to do when you have a lot of money? What are you going to do when you are so busy? Now you are struggling with prayer. There is no system around your life to pray, to fast, to go to church. No system. Whatever comes, anything that happens is good. No, God does not bless people like that. God wants to be sure you will keep his praise. Isaiah 66, for the praise of your God. Remember that. Then also, God will only glorify the house of his glory. Isaiah 60 verse 7. It says, all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. It's talking about our blessings, our abundance will come to you. It's talking about all those things. Now, it's also saying, the rams of Nebaoth shall minister to you. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar. Remember, it is his altar, and you are that altar. He said, I will glorify the house of my glory. You are that house of his glory. He says, he will glorify that house. So, if you are the house of God, and you are, if you are born again, you are the temple of the living God. But you must remain that temple. You must remain undefiled. You must remain pure. You can't be lying. You can't be telling lies to people. You can't be cheating people. You can't sell a product that is of 80% quality and tell them it's 100% quality. No, it's not done that way. You must be truthful. Now, somebody will say, if I'm truthful, who will buy? At first, you may struggle with buyers. But when everybody knows you are truthful, they will come to you. They will rather buy what is costlier and come to you. I can tell you that. People that have not seen you for 20 years, if they know you are truthful, they will look for you wherever you are. They will search for you on Facebook. They will search for you everywhere just to make sure they get in contact with you. I'm telling you from experience, I've seen people who had business ideas. They went through everywhere to get my number and say, I know that guy. I know it says the truth. They came to my office then. They said, I have this business idea. I know you are truthful. I'm talking about somebody that has not seen me for like maybe almost 10 years and remembered that I'm truthful and came back. I'm not trying to say I'm righteous or proclaim myself righteous. I'm just telling you that if you remain truthful to Christ, it will make sure it secures your destiny. At first, people will make jest of you. People will call you all manner of names. They will call you Jew. They will call you all manner of things, but remain holy. Those same set of people will proclaim your goodness to everybody they come across. When they need someone like you, they will say, that guy, his things may be costly, but I know he's selling the original thing. I know his services are premium. His services are quality. When nobody sees you, and they cannot even trace whether you have done the right thing or not, will you still do the right thing? I leave you with that today. God will glorify the house of his glory. Will you determine to keep the glory of God in your heart? Will you determine to proclaim his glory even when that business comes? God only honors those who honor him. 1 Samuel 2:30. He says, therefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father will continue on and on like that. The house of your father will walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me. For those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me will be lightly esteemed. Keep at the back of your mind that you're going to keep honoring God. No matter what you do, honor God. And John 12:26 says, if anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. It is true, if you stand for righteousness at the beginning, because it is your time of test, it is your time of examination, God will test you, God will check you. And once you pass, the result will keep coming and coming and coming. So it is true that you and I can be blessed even while we remain righteous. Next week, we're going to start going into business core things. See how business principles teaches us a lot of things in business. We're going to be talking about business language and all those things next week. But today, let's lay the foundation. The Bible says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? There will be a lot of problem for the righteous if the foundations are destroyed. So, check your heart today. I should check my heart today. Wherever you have gone wrong, wherever you have neglected Christ, chasing money, wherever you have neglected God, trying to please people, repent, ask God to forgive you and help you to stand for Him at all times. That God, I know you're going to prosper me. Maybe you should pray now. Lord, I know where you have ordained me to be. I know I have a destiny of glory, but help me. Help me to stay pure for you. Temptations are coming. I have bills to pay. I have rent to pay. I have school fees to pay. I have different things to do. But God, I want to remain righteous. When temptations come, when challenges come, I want to remain for you. I want to remain pure. I don't want to give in to the temptations of the devil. I want to keep shining your glory. Pray tonight. Just ask God to help you, as I'm also asking God to help me to remain righteous, to stand for Him, to stand for righteousness, so that the glory of God can be seen in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. I hope you have been blessed today. Do you have any question? Maybe you have a question about how to stay pure, how to stay righteous, or you have any question today, please feel free to ask. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I just want to ask a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I heard something you were saying the other time concerning a client that was annoying you and you wanted to ignore the person. But the Holy Spirit said, still go ahead and do that particular task for the client. I witnessed a similar thing like twice last week. The thing is that process you said that the Holy Spirit said, okay, you should continue the person, and even though you're not going to, you still have to do more. Is it applicable to the client in that kind of category? Because this client came to request for help, to help me do this. I said, this is how much I'm going to charge. And at the end of the day, the person said, you can't afford that. I said, okay, no problem, no for another person. Then he called me back to seek for my help. So I said, okay, I'll do it. I finally did it. And in the process of doing it, he was requesting for changes. Okay, I said, okay, I'll do it. And he continued to request for changes. After making those changes, after 2 or 3 days, he came back to request for another change. I was not like, wait, I requested for a particular amount of money. He said, you can pay, and he paid me the amount you wanted to pay. Now you are like taking over everything. You don't even allow me to have any business space. So I was really annoyed, and I just had to hand over the project and let the clients go.
Welcome to your baptism of fire.
So I want to know that. Should one treat everyone like that, or as the Spirit leads, or is there a standard or like a structure to use in such manner?
Okay, so you know why I'm laughing, because I've experienced many of those people very well. Now, every case is different, every circumstance is different. Now, being a Christian does not mean you have to allow everybody to ride on your head or cheat you in every case. But one thing stands firm, that no matter what happens, you must still let the light of Christ shine through you to everybody. Even if you have to say no to someone, you still have to find a way to keep peace. The Bible says, as much as lies in you, be at peace with all men, as much as possible. That means there are some circumstances that it won't be possible. Some people just want to take advantage of your good deeds. So that's why we have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will just lead you. But just know this thing, that almost every time, you should go over and beyond for everybody. You will have to go over and beyond for almost everybody, almost all the time. But there are some cases when you see that it's a clear case of, you know, somebody trying to take advantage of you. And if the Holy Spirit permits you, just stand your ground. I've done it several times. I've chased people away. I've said no to people. I've had a case where people paid me and they are beginning to act funny. And I just said no. Sometimes, some people, I refunded their money and I said, no, I can't continue with you. I can't continue with this abusive relationship, in quotes. See, God who made heaven is also the one who made hell. God who created reward is also the one who created what's a punishment. So there are some people that you just have to say no to. A time comes, you know that, sorry, you have gone over and beyond. Sorry, bye-bye. But no matter what, you know, you still have to be a Christian. That means it cannot come to a place that you now begin to curse people and talk to them in a manner that a child of God should not. No, it wouldn't. Peacefully, it's by peace. And you know what? Even when you are telling people to go, you may have to get to a place that you refund their money, even when you have done their work. Jesus said something. He said, these scriptures are not popular, but they are still the word of God. He said, if somebody slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other one. It doesn't really mean physical thing like that. It means that when somebody is cheating you, you allow people to cheat you sometimes, just for the name of Christ to be glorified. It says in another place, if somebody takes your coat, like you have dressed fully, your full clothes, and somebody takes your agbada when you need your agbada, and somebody takes it, say, let them take it away. Just let them go. Let them cheat you. Don't be the one who cheats people. At no point in time should you be the one who cheats people. People can afford to cheat you. Fine. God, every time people cheat you, God is waiting, checking your attitude, checking what you do. If you keep your peace, if you are able to still stay firm as a child of God, your reward will come. It may not be immediately. In fact, most times it doesn't come immediately, but the reward will come. Of course, I've shared many of them, but because of our time, I don't want to go over it again. But reward comes when you stand for Christ. That's it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I hope it helped a little. So just make sure that next week we get ready. If you have not started business before and you are thinking about how to start, just come with your questions. If you have started and maybe you just want to learn more, come with your questions. But next week, please, I'm begging you, invite other people. People need this message. Imagine if somebody you know that as you are listening today, you felt, I wish this person heard this. Just invite them. It's free. Nobody is paying. Invite them. Bring them to the platform. It's just 30 minutes. Doesn't take a lot of data. And you will be blessed in Jesus' name. As we go this week, I pray that as we have entered the second half of the year, whatever you were not able to achieve in the first half, I pray that the speed of God will bring it to you. I pray that the favor of God will bring it to you. And I pray that the mercy of God will bring it to you speedily in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. See you next week. Remember, share it with others, invite others, and be blessed in Jesus' name. Bye.
The good success has come.